Grajeda had arranged for her ex-lover to get an 8-month leave of absence from the job. He was fired after he refused to return to work. Grajeda quit her California posts after catching public flack and found a new job as Special Assistant to SEIU Secretary Treasurer Anna Berger in Washington, D.C. Her former chapter heralded the move up. Grajeda will now oversee efforts to partner with the Obama administration to secure more public funds for SEIU projects. What could go wrong? Former SEIU 721 President Anel Grajeda assumed her new role as Special Assistant to the International Secretary Treasurer Anna Berger for the public sector March 9th, according to a staff announcement from the International Union in Washington, D.C. With more than 2 decades of service, Anel has played a critical role in winning strong contracts for tens of thousands of union members, preserving trauma centers in Los Angeles County, fighting for health care reform, defeating ballot initiatives in 2005 that challenged working families' livelihoods, and uniting more than 80,000 workers into SEIU 721 for greater strength and a stronger voice for public service providers. She brings this wealth of experience and talent to the national level in her new role. The International's announcement went on to state, while there has been no finding of wrongdoing on Anel's part, she has decided to change the capacity in which she serves the union in order to take on the challenge of developing quality public services at a time when funding is threatened like never before. In her new role, Anel will expand SEIU's work in the public sector, partnering with the Obama administration to secure more funds for key infrastructure projects and core public services, including care for the elderly, health care, education, and social services. Tyrone Freeman, Rickman, Jackson, and Anel Grajeda were all groomed by Stern and personally appointed by him to the posts they exploited. But there's no three-strikes policy in labor management. Like Obama, Stern has managed to pass the buck while pretending it stopped at his desk. Birds of a feather evade accountability together. A sea of purple payoffs. The LA SEIU debacles were just one stinking layer of Stern's rotten onion. Corruption isn't an anomaly at the SEIU, it's a contagion. Cronyism isn't the exception, it's the rule. LA Times reporter Paul Pringle relentlessly exposed additional cases of nepotism and backscratching worth millions of dollars in compulsory union dues that benefited the consulting businesses, political nonprofits, and individuals with family or personal ties to top SEIU officials in Southern California and beyond.